You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
All right, everybody, welcome into another exciting episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show, a safe space for all you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. Tonight, it's just your boys, King Josh, Josh King, Big Rome.
Hey, what the fuck's going on, man?
Well, Fish had some family stuff. It's mostly my fault because my work schedule's terrible.
Well, you know.
But it's life. But we Yeah, he's a daddy. He's got like six kids. He lives in Utah. But we wanted to record...
But he's not
earlier. Mormon. He's not Mormon. He just likes to fuck.
Soak.
Yeah. Yeah, they soak. Dude, you know what? I don't think I would have the strength to not come, even with soaking. Like, even though there'd be no motion, I'm pretty sure I'd come.
I mean, you're still in a pussy. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It feels better than your hand.
It sure does.
Although for some reason, like, I would rather have a vagina over my hand, but like, goddamn, dude, pulling on your thing, dude, I can blow my load in like 48 seconds.
Yes, sir.
And if I have sex, I'm about as long as Aaron Rodgers' New York Jets career.
Ah,
with like 72 you. Seconds. You know what sucks? I have Aaron Rodgers in so many fucking leagues. And it's like, cool, now I'm stuck with Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr the rest of the year. Like, fucking sucks.
Yuck. Yuck, yucky, and more well, yuck.
You know, because I went to my old habits of waiting to draft a quarterback so I can load up on skill players. You know, so I think I'm slowly, like, I can't do that anymore. Now that the league has gone so past.
I mean, you can. You still can. There's still guys you could wait on. You could have waited on Christian Kirk. He's in a great situation. That's what I mean. Who did I say? Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk. He's a good.
You could have waited on him too.
That's true. You could have.
Piece of shit. He finally did well after fucking week one.
But like, yeah, but Kirk Cousins, you know, he's going like 8-9, and he's like the quarterback 4 or some shit on the year right now. But yeah, so like, I thought I'd be cute, and I grabbed Aaron Rodgers in like the 10th or the 11th round. And I mean, my team is stacked to shit with studs. You know, I got Bijan. I think I have Derrick Henry. I think I have, like, you know, just good players. But I was like, fuck. All right. And then, you know, I eke out like 14 points from Derek Carr. It's like, cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
But, yeah, you know, speaking of eking out barely any points, the fuck's going on with Justin Fields?
I think they realize he's not good at football.
It's not that they realize. I hope he realizes it sooner rather than later. Have they tried to change him?
I don't know, but actually, I have a fun fact for you, and I know you love a fun fact.
I fucking love fun facts. Tell me this funness.
C.J. Stroud has more 300-yard passing games than Justin Fields. Justin Fields has 0. C.J. Stroud has 1. C.J. Stroud has played in 2 NFL games, and Fields has played in 27.
That is disgusting.
You know what's like? Well, he runs so fucking much, so like you don't think much of it, but then you realize, oh, he actually only throws for like 180 a game or like 150.
Right, and if he's not running for 100 yards on top of that, and a couple of scores, he ain't fucking good. Which, by the way, we're all sitting in it right now, boys and girls. Anybody that fucking has him, struggling.
What I don't understand about Chicago, though, is you gave up a first and a second round pick for Claypool and DJ Moore, and you still don't fucking throw, and you still fucking suck. I don't get it.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
It got better. It did.
It's not even that it got better. They are throwing the ball. The problem is Fields can't throw the ball. So when they try to throw the ball, it's just not looking good. What made him good was the quarterback runs, the designed quarterback runs, and then the drop back to scrambles. He's not drop backing and scrambling like he did last year. He's trying to throw the ball, which he's not good at. They might be coaching him out of being a fantasy talent.
I mean,
which is crazy to say.
He did have a rushing touch, and he fumbles a fucking lot.
He does fumble a lot. Not nearly as much as fucking Cousins, but he does fumble a lot.
Yeah, but at least Minnesota puts up points while he fumbles.
Well, at least Cousins can throw the ball.
Yeah,
when they are down, he's going to end up with damn near 400 yards passing.
Yeah, Cousins can still throw for 375 and four touchdowns. But like Justin Fields, see, and this is the thing that you take away this, because if you look at his week two performance, he had four carries for 3 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, four carries for 3 yards, that's a Phillip Rivers stat.
Yes, sir.
You know, and although, you know, it's funny, another fun fact, you and I both had more rushing yards than Josh Jacobs did last week.
Yeah, what the fuck was going on with that guy?
I know he did, for minus two.
And he did fine through the air, right? He made a lot of catches. That salvaged his day. But, dude, what the fuck?
Which is also a reminder of, if you're not in a half or full PPR league, fix it. Because this is the shit that happens.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it's funny. He still like, found a way to get 9 points. But 9 carries for minus two. But he had the 5 catches for 51 yards. So it's like, well, at least you got that going for you. But it was weird. You know, it's funny. And then also, I saw that scoring is down like 20% from the previous season. So it's just, it's gross everywhere. But
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's break down a little bit of news before we get into Pinks and Stinks and waiver wires. Unfortunately, big news tonight, Nick Chubb, horrific knee injury. If you didn't see it, he took a helmet or a shoulder to the knee, and then his leg bent backwards. And I'm not a doctor, but it's not supposed to do that. And that's not fun.
No, it was a fucking tragedy for a lot of fantasy players, because that's another first round pick down the drain. Did you draft him?
No, Fish did.
No, I know. But I'm talking about in any other league, because you have a knack.
I do actually.
First round running backs.
I do have him in a league, so this is it is probably my fault, and I apologize to all the Nick Chubb fans out there.
Because him going down is just about as bad as fucking Raising Cane's chicken.
I've never had Raising Cane's chicken.
You're not missing much, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
it's for all the hype, right?
Is it the sauce? What's the secret?
Now I'm going on a Raising Cane's fucking tangent. Here we go. Okay. Raising Cane's, bro, here's what I don't understand. The line to get Raising Cane's, it just opened where I was at over by my job in Northridge.
Mm-hmm.
The line was about 4 hours long for the drive-thru. First of all, I don't know who the fuck is waiting 4 hours for some fucking chicken strips. I don't get it. But some people were doing it. A lot of people were doing it. Well, I finally decided I'm not going to wait 4 hours, but I'll wait till that line dies down.
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot. I just tried it the other day, and they are just some bland-ass chicken strips. I would rather go to Popeyes. I would rather go to Chick-fil-A. I would rather go to, here it is, I'll say it out loud on air. I would rather have some motherfucking chicken selects from McDonald's.
Nice.
There you know, it is.
It's funny. In all the episodes we've done like 150 episodes. This is the first time I've watched my girlfriend change while we're recording.
What? Turn the camera. I want to see.
Yeah. Come say hi. Absolutely not. Just want to say hi.
I want to see what she looks like.
She's not in the mood.
Well, that's a
good. But she's showing me her titties. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Bye. I love you.
But see, you asked about the sauce. That's what they're supposed to be famous for, bro. That's just like Thousand Island sauce from In-N-Out.
You know what? Secret to do. If you go to Costco, there's a company and they make these. They're called like bear chicken, but they're like lightly bread, but they're fucking delicious. They are so delicious. And I'm a fat bitch and I'm trying to eat slightly better. So the fact that I can have a delicious chicken patty or chicken nuggets for like half the calories and half the fat. I'm all for it. Although you can never go wrong with chicken nugget dinosaurs.
Ooh.
And right now they're actually doing a limited dino release. Nuggies? Yeah. But instead of just dinosaurs, they're now doing spooky things. There's like a bat and a skull. And oh, I think there's like a pumpkin one or something. Yeah.
Oh shit. I'm going to fucking Costco tomorrow to pick that shit up.
Yeah, tomorrow's my day off, and that's like the first place I'm going tomorrow.
God damn. That's about to happen for sure. You know what? You know the only thing they do right at Raising Cane's, and they don't even do it right. They're Texas toast. Texas toast is bomb. I'll fuck with some Texas toast. Here's the fucked up part. They only grill with butter one side.
The fuck's Why would about? You just cock tease like that?
Bro, for listen, I'm a grown ass man with some titties. I'm going in there and you're gonna butter one side of my bread? Come on, dude.
That's racist.
I don't know, man. That's it almost is racist. Like, what the fuck is that
actually, as we're talking about chicken, the best chicken place is still the original chicken tender in Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
Their chicken tender sandwich. I would have
is the sex best with thing. I would have sex with it in the fucking food court. I don't care who's watching. Like, I will get one to eat and one to fuck.
And I eat the one that I fucked after. Like, I'm not gonna waste that. I hope I get it pregnant, and then it makes little mini chicken sandwiches, and then I could eat those too.
Ooh.
Oh, delicious.
Now we're on to something.
Yeah. Now we're on to something. Fantasy football. Let's just start fucking chicken sandwiches. You know,
start reviewing chicken.
Well, that's what we should do. Listeners, let me know if you're interested in this. In the off season, when there isn't as much football to talk about, we're going to like eat and talk about fast food on the show.
I'm down.
Let's do it. Okay. Anyways, back to the news. So yeah, Nick Chubb's hurt. Saquon Barkley, ankle injury, and he's projected to miss
a couple weeks, I think they said.
Yeah. He has they said it's an ordinary ankle sprain, quote unquote, but it's expected to sideline him for 2 to 3 weeks.
It's a solid medical term. It's just an ordinary ankle sprain.
Your boy Anthony Richardson's in the concussion protocol, so keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Diontae Johnson officially moved to the IR because of his hamstring, which, like, I don't know. That's fine. That's actually all that I have for news. Like, that was, like, the big news.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is only Monday, so it's possible that there will be more over the next couple days. Actually, yeah, that's all I got.
Sounds about it.
So cool. Let's elevate the mood. Although I don't know if we can top talking about fucking literally fucking chicken sandwiches. But no. We're talking pinks and stinks of the week. So everyone's favorite, the pinks. It's delicious. Feels good. Made everybody happy. It's a good time for all. Rome, do you got a guy in mind?
Yeah, I do got a guy in mind. I've got a couple. I'm going down the list. I was completely unprepared today. I didn't do a lot of fucking shit. I'm not feeling all that great, but I'm just going off this list here and I'll tell you guys what I fucking think. First and foremost, the guy again that keeps delivering for you is Justin Jefferson. Another fucking 19 points. This man is a fucking stud, dude. He's getting targeted out the ass, which, of course, there's only one guy that's gotten more fucking targets, and it's Puka Nacua of all goddamn people. This guy is getting 12 and 13 targets in the last two games, 9 receptions for 150 week one, 11 for 159. This motherfucker is putting up numbers. If he would get in the goddamn end zone, he'd be astronomically through the roof of everybody. He'd just be what everybody wanted with that number one pick. At this point, those yards are there, man, and the touchdowns are gonna come. He had one. He fucking fumbled it and it went out the back of the end zone and all that shit. Yeah, I get it. That's fucked up. I know people are pissed off about that rule. Knock it off. It's an okay rule. Hold on to the goddamn ball. It's your job. But again, 13, you just look at the targets, you know this man's going to get targeted. And here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen, that team, that defense sucks balls. They are not a good defense. They are going to be down in games. Everybody that thought Alexander Mattison was going to be a thing, cool the Jets. It's not going to be a thing. That's disappointing. Start buying into every fucking wide receiver they have on this roster. Justin Jefferson, great. If Addison, for whatever fucking reason, is available in any leagues, you go pick that motherfucker up. Stat. TJ Hawkinson is probably the fucking tight end two at this point for the rest of the season. Travis is still number one. He will always be. It doesn't matter if his knee got folded over like Chubb. I'd still start that guy.
He can retire and he'd still be the wide receiver or the tight end one.
But Hawkinson is going to be fucking good because they're going to have to move the ball through the air because they're going to be down. It's kind of the perfect storm for fantasy football. Now for normal football, this sucks. If you're a Minnesota fan, buckle up, buckaroo. This ain't going to be a fun season. Everything's kind of falling to shit, but boy, for fantasy football, Kirk Cousins is about to be a dog. And plus, so is all these receivers and tight ends.
Plus, Hawk is so great, valuable right now, too, because the emergence of Jordan Addison, which, you know, we talked all, especially we liked Addison already. But then when his landing spot with Minnesota and they used first round draft capital on him, dude, I came so hard, you know. And so, but now you have possibly, I mean, you know, it's hard to top like Waddle and Hill or AJ Brown and Devonta Smith, but a top 5-1-2 punch in the NFL, possibly, definitely top 10. Absolutely top 10. And so now TJ Hawkinson's going to get a lot of one-on-one coverage. And guess what? He's way more athletic than linebackers. He's way bigger than cornerbacks and safeties. So like, dude, Hawkinson, I loved him in Detroit, but man, when he went to Minnesota, it's like, dude, this is a way better landing spot for you, buddy. Like, especially because his route tree is very similar to Amon-Ra St. Brown. So it's kind of like, and Amon-Ra was so much better than him. So it's like he became expendable. Although now they have Laporta, and I fucking love me Sam Laporta.
Fuck yeah, dude. Laporta's dope. Right.
So do you got any more pinks?
Oh. I got a couple more pinks. Just even at receiver. I've got one for running back. I'll let you give your pinks after, and then I'll come back to my running backs. I got to talk about him because he's my fucking boy, and I did him dirty, and I feel guilty about it. But Tank Dell, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, yeah.
Tank Dell. I know, people that listen, y'all know that I was on this man. Tank Dell, with Noah Brown going down, he's going to step up and probably be – he is going to be that slot wide receiver that they so desperately need. The dude got 10 targets this week. Mm-hmm. 10 targets. He made 7 receptions for 72 yards and a touchdown.
And a tutty.
What? And a tutty. This man, I'm telling you right now, he's going to be a thing. People may want to sleep on him all they want. Go out and pick him up. I made a mistake. I didn't trust it. I wasn't sure. My team is so far down in our home league. I didn't know what the fuck to do. So I went out and I took a shot on Hunter Renfro, which backfired. But Tank Dell, man, he's the fucking dude. He just proved it right now when he finally got his opportunity to be the guy. And then he goes out there, 10 targets, 7 receptions, 72 yards and a touchdown. That shit is going to be fucking money. And I would imagine, and I know a lot of people are saying, hey, man, he plays for Houston. I'm not trying to buy into any Houston players. Look, I feel you. But if you're going to buy into one, buy into this motherfucker because his ceiling is so high, and I think the floor is starting to catch up.
I can see that.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. I smell what you're cooking.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. This one hurts me to say, but he just looks so fucking good. My running back, Brian Robinson, man, 18 for 87, 2 carries, just dominating the backfield, and he looks good. That's the thing. It's not only is he getting all the carries, but he looks good while he's doing it. Yep. And you know, I've been a big Antonio Gibson fan for a couple years, but Brian Robinson is currently sitting as the number 3 running back in all of fantasy football. And if you would have asked me, hey, I'll give you $1 million if you think that could happen, and I'd be like, fuck no. Like, that's stupid. Get the fuck out of here with that. And no, I mean, I don't think it's I don't think he's going to stay a top 10 running back the rest of the season, but I mean, he just looks good. He looks really good. You can't deny what's going on. And, you know, Washington's got all the playmakers on the team. Sam Howell looked pretty good this last weekend. So Brian Robinson's just going to keep doing his thing and fuck it, more power to him. And then I also want to talk. I want to talk about Mike Evans, man. Tampa Bay didn't want to pay this man. They thought he was washed. Dude, he is still crushing it. Six catches for 171 and a touchdown on 8 targets. On the season, he has 12 catches for 239 and 2. Like, Mike Evans is just, he's playing like, just fuck you. He's the number 4 wide receiver in fantasy. He's the number 6 overall fantasy player right now. Period. So that's over all the quarterbacks. It's over everybody. This guy, you know, he's going to have another 1,000-yard season. I mean, if he keeps his pace, I don't see how he won't. But, dude, this guy, he's just – and Baker's looking for him. And Tampa Bay is looking surprisingly good. Everyone – I was kind of out on Tampa Bay, but, you know, hey, they're doing the thing. And Mike Evans, just a monster. He's a monster of a man, and I love it.
Just don't sleep on Baker Mayfield. That's the only reason this man was getting no love. That's the reason fucking this dude fell to the 6th round in fantasy drafts, Evans, is because people are hating on Baker Mayfield. Listen, Baker Mayfield's making plays. That man is making plays. He's finally got 2 wide receivers that are fucking phenomenal. These might be the 2 best receivers he's ever played with.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, without he had OBJ, question. But... Even when he had OBJ,
when Jarvis Landry. Was not even right, when but even then they weren't the same type of cats that these two guys. Yeah,
it was the old OBJ who was like disgruntled and fighting, right, kicking exactly. nets on the sideline,
exactly,
getting pooped on his chest, and all that stuff. Actually, but I have a bonus pink for you.
Tell me that bonus pink.
I can't deny it, and I love him. And even though I hated him all last year, and even into the beginning of the year. Nico Collins, dude, I know you were just talking about Tank Dell, but through 2 weeks, he's the number 6 wide receiver in fantasy right now. This last week, 9 targets, 7 for 146 and a touchdown. Last week, 11 targets, 6 for 80. Unless he gets hurt, I'm in on Nico. I think Nico's going to be a thing. I think he's going to be a weekly start, you know, moving forward. It's just... I played him over Amari Cooper. Granted, I thought Amari Cooper was going to be hurt, but I was like, fuck it.
Did he end up playing or no? Did he play or no?
He actually did play.
Did he play well?
I don't think so. Let me bring this up. Let's see. Actually, 7 for 90. That's actually a good game. Never mind. I take that. Amari Cooper still had a good game.
What? They were saying he was doubtful. That's kind of horseshit reporting all through the week. Especially when it's a Monday night game. That's
why that bullshit. I mean, granted, it worked out for me because Nico scored more than Amari anyways, but I didn't want to take the risk because then, you know, it's tough to gamble with the Monday night questionable tag because then it's like, if let's say Amari Cooper's out, you're now going to hope that Donovan Peoples-Jones or Elijah Moore.
Right.
Like it's not fun. So I just was like, fuck it. I'll just throw out Nico. He had a good game last week and then he had a great game this week. And I think at the very least, like, especially in our home league, it's a 3 wide receiver league. So he's my 3rd wide receiver. But like I said, I have no problem playing him as a wide receiver 2 the rest of the year. I think he's plus Houston's defense isn't that good. They're fine. And it sucks because I love Damian Pierce, but they're not having a successful time running the ball. So they're going to be throwing a lot. We got to go video fucking Rome, man. Just smoking all that weed.
Man.
Getting some.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any more pinks that you want to bring up? Or
I've got 3. I've got 3 running backs. 3 running backs. It's going to be quick. Number 1, DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Look, DeAndre did his damn thing. I get it. He's back in Philly. He finally got that opportunity to show that he is that fucking dude. Like, he can be that dude. You give this man the rock 28 times like they did, he showed up for 175 rushing yards the one and a touchdown. But here's the one thing that hurts my soul is Hurts. Jalen Hurts is probably at this point, he is the running back killer.
He's the goal line running back.
He is the absolute snake of snakes when it comes to fuck. He is Tolbert from back in the day, if people remember that man, the fullback for the fucking Chargers.
I loved him.
Jesus Christ, that man was fucking vulturing touchdowns from Turner, from everybody. It's like, you fucking dick. That's Jalen Hurts. They can't, nobody can stop that shit. They finally gave fucking Swift the ball at the end of the game. Thank God. The coach must have had him playing in fantasy. Said, I need that fucking extra touchdown. Let's get this shit going. But 175 for and a touchdown, 3 targets, 3 receptions for 6 yards. Yeah, that's whatever. The man fucking did his thing, and it's beautiful when he's able to fucking get it done. The other guy that I really fucking love, and I think most people should go out and fucking get this man, Kyren Williams.
Yep.
Kyren motherfucking Williams. Listen, I don't know what happened with Cam Akers. Some shit went down. I guess he done shit on the chest to some fucking coach. I don't know. But they don't, they fucking, he's a healthy scratch this week. They said, we're trying to trade him. I don't know who the fuck's going to want to trade for him. Maybe somebody does. But listen, 17 points and 2 touchdowns week one, 25 points this week, 14 rushes for 52 yards, a touchdown, 48 yards receiving on 10 targets. He had 10 targets and 6 receptions for a touchdown. He's about to be the focal point of this offense, which is hard to say considering Puka Nacua plays there and Cooper Kupp when he comes back, who I know everybody's all super high on Puka. We'll talk about him later.
Yes.
But like, Kyren Williams is about to be that dude, I think. He was that dude in college. If people loved the film and people watched what he was actually capable of, the dude's a fucking stud. Yeah, he's not fast. Yeah, he's all that. He's got game speed. That's what a motherfucker like me looks for. He's going to be great. He's going to be great. He's got a lot of dog in him, and I think he's going to be the fucking man. And then I'm going to go ahead and talk about him one last time here. Not even one last time. I'll probably talk about him a bunch this season. Dude, Bijan Robinson. Can we just please...
There's something special. Feel it's special.
What this dude, what this fucking dude is. Like, 17 points for week one. He had 10 attempts, 56 yards. 6 targets, 6 receptions, 27 yards, and a touchdown week one. Okay, everybody's thinking, cool. Cool, everything's cool. This man scored 19 fucking points this week. He had 19 rushes. He made Algiers kind of look like he ain't that dude because they said, oh, Bijan's about to step up and be the man. 19 rushes for 124 yards, 5 targets, 4 receptions, 48 yards. If he gets in the end zone, we're talking about an RB1, the number one scorer this week if he gets in the end zone. That's just the way I flat out see what this man is and what he's going to be for the entire season. The offensive line is getting slept on here. They're fantastic. This whole team is getting slept on right now because they are fantastic offensively. People want to sleep on Ridder and all that shit. Cool. The talent on this team is there. They're one of my sleeper, dark horse, whatever you want to say, to make the playoffs in a wide open NFC South. Bijan Robinson is going to lead the fucking charge on that. This man is about to be that fucking dude. I'm telling you right now.
Dude, if he keeps it up, I mean, I'm like 99% sure he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Oh,
dude, he's going to be in the MVP conversation. Like if he keeps his pace
right now,
yeah.
If he keeps his pace as of right now, absolutely.
Especially with like the poor performances of the quarterback position this year so far, that this actually might be a year where, like the year Cooper Kupp should have won the MVP. Yeah. Like this might be one of those kind of years. Like, watch. Actually, you know, I'm gonna say it right now. At this trajectory, Mike Evans is gonna be the league MVP.
That's what's crazy, right? You just never fucking know. I will touch on one, just an honorable fucking mention.
Yes,
because he's so goddamn good, and because I'm a honk of the fucking team. Dude, Christian McCaffrey,
yeah,
he's giving you exactly what you fucking want. That's, I love when fucking guys do that. When you draft him as a top fucking two or three player in the NFL or in fantasy, and he fucking starts, he's giving you 20 points a game. God, that makes my dick hard. Mm-hmm. I just love it when this motherfucker's running the goddamn rock the way he's running the rock. And this team is so good. 24 points week one. They're letting him touch the ball 20 times a game.
He had every carry.
Every carry.
Or like, every snap. He played like every but one snap or something like that this week for San Francisco.
That's the kind of shit that you want to see. Like, you hope that I want him to stay healthy. Everybody does. But, dude, like, you get 100 yards and a touchdown every fucking week. I don't give a fuck. Good.
Actually, that's Christian McCaffrey, all I want to fucking hear. He has an active streak right now, which is the longest current streak of 11 straight games with a touchdown.
Dude. And speaking of streaks, can we just talk about Jared Goff missing out when he threw that pick? I was so sad. I wanted him so badly to break that record. I really did.
All right, well, with the good comes the bad, and we got a couple stinks to talk about. I'll bring up this one just because it's more confusing and kind of concerning at the same time. But AJ Brown on the Philadelphia Eagles this last week, 4 catches for 29 yards on 6 targets. He was even yelling at Jalen Hurts on the sideline. Like, he's upset. They trade a first round pick for him. He's supposed to be like the focal point of the offense. But I mean, so far on the year, last week, 10 targets, 7 for 79. So not an awful game, but not what you're expecting from AJ Brown. Like, 7 for 79 is what I would expect from Nico Collins or Christian Watson or Drake London. But AJ Brown, you know, you're thinking 85 plus and a touchdown, you know, but to go 4 for 29, like, that's just awful. And he's sitting as the wide receiver 42 right now. And I know they got some moving pieces and some new coordinators in Philadelphia, but I don't know, man. Like, so far from what I've seen from Philadelphia, I'm not really liking what I'm seeing from them.
No,
the season so far, they definitely don't look like the Super Bowl contender that they did look like last year.
No, the defense looks okay, but everything else, dude, looks fucking super.
Their offense, they struggle, and they struggle early, and especially a bad team like the Minnesota Vikings. You didn't fucking bury them. You only won 30. You barely won. You barely won against a bad Minnesota team,
dude. So just in general, there's so many things wrong. There's literally one guy that's standing out to me, and it's not even like Devontae Smith is the guy that's standing out to me.
Yeah, he's been great.
Okay, he's a dude. Everybody else, even their defense, fucking let up a shitload of points. Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude. There's something wrong going on there. Watching the game on Thursday, they were getting booed at home by their fucking fans. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts was getting booed because he couldn't fucking figure it out. Like, people are starting to figure out that offense. People are starting to figure out, hey, Jalen Hurts, let's just not let this motherfucker run. Let's let him try to throw the ball. And he can't do it. He can't fucking get the job done. And that's why a guy like AJ Brown is getting pissed off as a motherfucker on the sidelines. Although it's kind of like, hey, you're up. They were up by a bunch and just running the shit out of the ball. And it was like, dude, you fucking shut the fuck up and just you go block or we'll put somebody else out there that will. You fuck that shit. But I understand his frustration as a whole. But then they do that and it's like they try to force this motherfucker the ball. It's never going to be a good thing if that's the case. It's just never going to be a good thing. I don't know. And I've got one guy that I'm looking at here, at least. If hopefully you'll have another one, because I don't know mine yet. I'm just going off of it. But Hunter Henry.
Let's just do the one, and then we'll move on to waivers. It's fine.
Hunter Henry. Guys, it might be time. Or not Hunter Henry, excuse me. Hunter Renfro. It's time to give up.
Oh, dude, he didn't even play week one.
he didn't play week one because Jacoby Myers was the thing. Well, Jacoby Myers got hurt, and I said, okay, somebody else has got to step up. Yeah, Adams is there. That's great, but who's going to be that guy that steps up into that next – who's going to be the next guy? And I'm thinking it's going to be Hunter Renfro, no fucking problem. He's going to be there for Jimmy. He's the bailout mound for Jimmy. No, the fuck he was not. Hunter Renfro is not going to be a thing. I don't think moving forward, he had one target, one reception for 23 yards. And thank God for that, because he almost got donutted. Dude had 2.3 points. And it's like, dude, what the fuck's going on here? This guy was a PPR machine. I don't know what's going on in Vegas. Something's up. Maybe it's Jimmy. Could be Jimmy. I don't know. I'm not a big Jimmy guy, even though I was a Niner fan. He's just not getting it done, man. He's just not getting it done. I'll give you one more that's not getting it done.
Sure.
And we may be able to say this is Puka. Van Jefferson? What the fuck?
People thought he should be the number one.
Yeah, with them going down. Here's the thing. He's getting decent targets. 5 and 4, they're looking for you for the most part. Mm-hmm. But 4 receptions for 24 yards and 1 reception for 9 yards? Bro, you're about to get cut. I don't know how you made the team with that type of fucking shit. Like, I don't quite understand. I just don't understand where you are the veteran at this point. You are the most veteran receiver on the team when Cooper Kupp's not available, and you look like shit. Puka Nacua is out there breaking records game 2 of his fucking career. He broke that. He didn't just break it. He shat it all over it, bro.
Yeah.
That man, how many fucking catches did he make?
I think, was it 15 or 12 or something like that?
He made a ridiculous amount of catches. He made a ridiculous amount of
targets. He was 15. So week 1, he was 10 catches on 15 targets, and then week 2, 15 catches on 20 targets.
Dude,
he's the wide receiver 3 in fantasy right now.
And he's another one, like, if he gets in the end zone, buckle fucking up. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We might as well segue this into what we were talking about pre-show.
Yeah, the waivers.
Because not even waivers. What you were talking about right now of what you should do with Puka.
Oh, this might it might be controversial. Brilliant.
No,
it might be controversial, but I think you should. I would shop Puka Nacua.
Fuck, like, yes.
Because who knows? Like, I'm willing to take the risk that I'm wrong. And if he's a stud the rest of the year, that's okay. But if you could turn Puka Nacua into Mike Evans or into T. Higgins because he was struggling, or into, I don't know, Tyreek Hill, like one of these marquee stud wide receivers that, you know what, he's been, you know, because he's been kind of playing down, you might be able to get Devontae Adams and a player for Puka Nacua.
Dude, you might be able to get Chase.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you never know. And the thing is with Puka Nacua, I'm willing to be wrong. Like, now I'm definitely interested in Dynasty. Like, don't shop him in Dynasty. Like, he's You're young. Right. Hang on to him. But if this is season long, I'd look to move him. And I, like I said, I know it sounds crazy, but what if you could turn Puka Nacua into Austin Eckler because he missed a game? Or you do Puka Nacua and a player, you get Christian McCaffrey. Or maybe not. I mean, but it never hurts to try.
Or a guy like Chase, you know? Like you said, pre-show, dude, a guy like Chase who's down, that offense is looking fucking suspect as all hell right now. I don't know what's going on in Cincinnati, but some shit is up. Puka Nacua, you got to understand, Cooper Kupp's coming back. Cooper Kupp's coming back. He's on that. He's out for one more week and he's back week 4. So Puka Nacua is about to, that's the role that he's filling. And here's the God's honest truth. And I'll say it, because I think Puka Nacua has been great. I said it last week and I'll admit that I was wrong. I put my foot right in my mouth. What else do us fantasy boys do other than that shit half the time?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I didn't think he would fill that role. He filled it great. Most guys don't get 20 targets in a game. Cooper Kupp did. Cooper Kupp also did exactly those things, except he would get in the goddamn end zone. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, Cooper Kupp's coming back. Guys, sell this man while he is so fucking hot. People picked him up. I saw a motherfucker in a league pick this man up for 70 fucking fab dollars. 80 fab dollars. He blew everything to get this guy. And it's like, he's not going to be a thing in 2 weeks.
Well, that's the thing. Plus, like, because Cooper Kupp's going to assume his regular role, and he's going to, and then the thing is, so now Puka Nacua's production cuts down by like 50% or more.
Maybe more. Right.
I mean, and like I said, and then there is a chance that Kupp is still hurt and or never comes back to form. And like I said, I'm willing to take that risk that I'm wrong on Puka Nacua, but I would absolutely try to capitalize. Or who knows, maybe you have Joe Burrow on your team. So you do like Joe Burrow and Puka Nacua, and then you can turn it into Justin Herbert or, you know, one of these other stud fantasy quarterbacks. And now, you know, you have an opportunity now to gain so much depth and ability on your team. So, I think I would move him. But with that being said, let's talk about some waiver pickups, because there are some injuries and there are some players we want to talk about. And since we were talking about Puka Nacua, this is probably the last time I'll ever mention him on waivers, because after this week, he's probably going to be rostered in 100% of leagues. But he's still currently available in 23% of leagues, which means he's taken in every single league I'm in. But correct, there's a possibility he's available in a league that you're in. So just check. It's free to check. So I would do that. With the injury to Saquon Barkley, Matt Breida, he's available in 98% of leagues. And yes, Matt Breida sucks. He's not a very good football player. Oh, actually, no, I don't want to say he's fine.
How dare you?
He's not Saquon Barkley.
Correct. That's fair. Touche.
So you're gonna get a 65% of Saquon Barkley, which is still pretty good. And there are going to be a lot of opportunities for Matt Breida just because the offense goes through Saquon. So I assume they're probably going to keep a similar game script. You know, he's a good pass catching back. So, you know, you could expect 4 to 7 catches a week from him. So I think he's going to be a safe running back 3, maybe low end running back 2 with upside. Yeah. So I'd look for him. And then David Montgomery possibly could miss some time with, I should have brought him up in the news, but he has a thigh injury and he's considered day to day, but David Montgomery himself said it could be week to week. I know this is going to be Jahmyr Gibbs time to shine, but in the off chance, if you have a deep bench or if you can afford the move, Craig Reynolds, he is the backup for Detroit. He was actually okay in a couple spot starts. Was it last year or the year before? He knows the offense. He knows the system. And he's available in 100% of leagues. So no one drafted him. So, and you can probably get him for like $2 on Fab. So, most likely. You know, I don't think people are going to be rushing to grab Craig Reynolds, but it's a name. Kyren Williams, this is probably the last week we talk about him as well. He's available in 38% of leagues, with Cam Akers getting healthy, scratched, and benched. And apparently there's like 7 teams that have been in the talks with the Rams for a trade, which I hope they finally trade Cam Akers so we can drop this fucking drama. Like, just knock it off. Like, move him to – he's probably going to go to Cleveland now because Nick Chubb's hurt. Or, you know, watch, Cleveland's going to re-sign Kareem Hunt now.
I was gonna bring him up. Kareem Hunt, bro. He's going right back to Cleveland.
And then Nico Collins, again, this is probably the last week we're going to mention him. He's available in 39% of leagues. Jacoby Myers, he's still in the concussion protocol, but I think he's actually the wide receiver that you want to roster for the Raiders. And he's available in 35% of leagues, so keep an eye out for that. Josh Reynolds, Detroit Lions wide receiver, he's available in 82% of leagues, and he's been really good so far. If you're in a 3-wide receiver league, or if you need a flex, I am totally fine with Josh Reynolds, especially while Jameson Williams is still suspended, and they got to throw to somebody, and he's been great. Same thing with, and it's funny, I've never liked this guy, but for some reason he's doing well, is Tutu Atwell. He's available in 75% of leagues, Rams wide receiver. I wouldn't be in too much of a hurry to grab him just because Puka Nacua is getting all the love. Tutu's doing great, but again, at some point in time, Cooper Kupp's coming back, and then it's going to be slotted as Cooper Kupp's the 1. Van Jefferson will probably still be the wide receiver 2, and then Puka will probably be the 3, and then Tutu Atwell's an afterthought. So I don't know if I'd be so in on Tutu Atwell. But, I mean, I'd throw like a $6 bid on him. Why not? You know, fuck it. Especially, you could still use him for another week or two. And if you're if you're starting the year 0-2 and you need any type of, you know, upside, this could be the time to do it.
True.
And then tight ends, just because it's a gross position. But Zach Ertz is actually like the number six tight end in fantasy right now. He's available in 90% of leagues. Fucking Josh Dobbs is doing okay for the Cardinals.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. And then Tyler Conklin, he's available in 96% of leagues. And then, you know, this one's actually surprising. Hunter Henry's like the number two or number three tight end in fantasy, and he's available in 45% of leagues. Like, Mac Jones isn't a very good quarterback, so he checks down a lot. And Hunter Henry, he's been crushing it. He's the number two tight end in fantasy football right now. He scored a touchdown in back-to-back weeks. 6 targets, 5 for 56 in week 1, 7 targets, 6 for 52, and a touchdown in week 2. So those are some good waiver players. Oh, and then, I mean, if you were starting Anthony Richardson and he is in the concussion protocol, I don't know if I'd be interested in Gardner Minshew as the backup. The quarterback I'm actually interested in, if you need a quarterback, Jordan Love, he's currently the quarterback 2 in fantasy right now. He has back-to-back weeks with 3 passing touchdowns despite having no actual wide receivers on that team, which is shocking. And then I hate that I'm going to say this, Russell Wilson, man. He's the number 3 quarterback in fantasy right now. Russell's available in 49% of leagues, and Jordan Love's available in 39% of leagues. So there's guys out there. It's gross, but they're there. Listen,
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say something that's even more gross. I'm going to talk about a kicker.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
If you want a kicker, if anybody needs a kicker, go pick up Jake Moody from San Francisco.
Yeah. Tell him why.
This fucking guy is so goddamn good, man. He's getting you double-digit points every week. And he's not going to, that's not going to change. I really don't see that changing anytime soon. Like, they're, no matter what, their offense is so potent. They're going to be in field goal range all the time, which, by the way, for Jake Moody is anywhere from the fucking 50 in. The guy can fucking make it from anywhere. He's super accurate. I know he had a rough fucking go, but dude, he scored 14.3 points week 1, 14 points week 2. He is the kicker on a potent offense. Go fucking grab this guy. He's only rostered in 46% of leagues in Yahoo.
Yeah.
Go out and get this man. Like, what more do you fucking need to see? He's probably going to end the year as the fucking kicker number 2 to 5. That's just what I see. That I honestly, you can go get him for cheap. And I get it. A lot of people stream kickers. That's fine. Dude, just go fucking get this guy, because he's gonna win you fucking games. He's scoring double digit points every week. Go pick him up.
I love it. All right, cool. Well, let's wrap it up here tonight. I think this is a good place to stop. Thank you guys for listening. We love and appreciate you. Oh, I keep forgetting. Shout out to the sponsor, Trophy Smack. Get some sweet swag for your league. If you want a championship belt, plaque, ring, grill, they make a bunch of custom shit. It's actually really cool. So step like
for my ring,
it's gonna be beautiful. You know what's funny? I kind of wanted to have it sent to my house first so I can see it, and then I'll send it to you.
Don't you do that?
Yeah,
I want
you might not get it.
Lay eyes on it.
you might not get it.
I want to be first to lay eyes on that beautiful bitch.
But yeah, so you know, get your championship rings. They're customizable. They also have just beautiful rings if you just need one. Championship belts, championship trophies. You know, if you're listening to a fantasy football podcast, you love fantasy football. You love trophies. You love awards. So just do it. They don't cost that much money, and they're beautiful and they're fun, and it's a cool thing to have for your league. And I'm dying to get my name on our home league's trophy. Like, I want my name on there so bad. So bad. It's going to happen one of these days. But yeah, so go to trophysmack.com/filthy. Get yourself some sweet swag. And we appreciate that, because that supports the show as well. And if you like our music, shout out to producer Eddie. He does. He's our audio engineer. He's our producer. He wrote our intro and outro music. So if you love those sweet, sweet tunes, he did that. Check him out. Go to his studio page. It's, you can't put your phone on silent while we do podcasts, Mr. Rome.
I mean, I could.
Son of a bitch. You drunken stoned son of a bitch. But anyways, go to his Instagram at skychamber_studios. Check out his music. He writes some delicious, crunchy grooves, and we love Eddie for that. So, but again, thank you. We love you. Thank you for showing your support and listening. Tell your friends. We want more listeners. I keep an eye. I watch our listenership, and it's grown, but I want it to grow more. I want it to grow like a nice, hard dick on blacked.com. Like, that's the kind of growth I want on this podcast.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, tell your friends. So get us on the social medias. At Filthy F-Ball Show is the show Twitter. Get Big Rome at Big Rome FFF. Get the Fantasy Fish at F Football Fish. Instagram us at Filthy Fantasy Football Show. And send in your emails to filthyfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. And again, thank you so much. I hope you won your weeks. We're gonna get you through there, baby. We're winning championships this year. I can feel it. I love you. King Josh, Josh the King.
Big Rome. Have a good one, y'all.